Some of yesterday's news from Iraq struck close to home for the journalists who report it.
On this Memorial Day, some sad news for us from Baghdad. A car bomb hit a U.S. convoy, killing one soldier and two of our own at CBS News, soundman James Brolin and cameraman Paul Douglas.
That's CBS anchor Bob Schieffer. The same explosion seriously wounded CBS correspondent Kimberly Dozier. And it was just one of many bombings around Baghdad. They killed more than 30 people, mostly Iraqis, and a series of individual killings continued as well. Nearly all the killings go unsolved, and here's one of yesterday's victims. His name was Professor Mahmoud Jassim Mohammed. He was a professor at a college of literature, and he was shot dead in North Baghdad. Victims in recent days have also included tribal leaders who support the U.S. Many are in Anbar province, which is a place the U.S. military is now sending troops as reinforcements. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.